The Naked Country, written by Morris West and read by David Tredinnick. The dedication reads, "For Melanie Joy, welcome to a cockeyed world." He had been riding since dawn, away from the homestead, eastward towards the climbing sun. The river was at his left, a torpid snake sliding noiselessly through the swamps and the lily ponds and the floodplains green with the flush of wild rice. On his right was the fringe of paperbark forest and, ahead, the gaunt heave of the escarpments, which were the beginning of the stone country. He sat loose in the saddle, long in the stirrup, head bent forward against the glare, his rangy body rolling to the ambling gait of the pony. Dust rose about him in small, grey eddies. Heat beat down on him from a steel-blue sky, parching his lips, searing his eyes, bleaching the moisture out of his brown, leathery skin. But he rode on, tireless and patient, towards the red ridges where the spinifex grew out of the stones, and the wallybuts thrust their roots into cracks and crannies of the sandstone. His name was Lance Dillon, and he held title, along with a pastoral mortgage company, to Minadoo, newest and smallest station on the southern fringe of Arnhem Land. He was 37 years of age, which is late enough for a man to come into the cattle business, and set himself in competition with the big syndicates and the old families who are the kings of the Australian Northwest.